From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. A promise from the Russian government dealing with Aleppo. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov Thursday said the Syrian government has stopped all active military operations in Aleppo. The Russian Foreign Minister also said that a meeting has been scheduled Saturday between U.S. and Russian military experts to discuss the situation moving forward. Lavrov said an agreement has been reached for our military experts and diplomats to meet on Saturday in Geneva to finish the work that was being done on all these days on the document that defines ways and means for a final solution to the problem of eastern Aleppo, according to which all the militants leave it as well as those civilians who want to do so. Here in Washington, White House spokesman Josh Earnest said at a news briefing that the United States will wait and see whether Russia follows through, helping cease military operations in East Aleppo. Earlier in the day, Thursday, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said he was hopeful about a potential ceasefire agreement with Russia to end the fighting. Earlier Thursday, Syrian President Bashar al-Assad indicated that his soldiers would continue to fight until the five-year-old conflict is over. Assad said a victory at Aleppo would not mean the end to the war, but represents a huge step toward that end. Jan Eglin is a senior advisor to the UN Special Envoy for Syria. He said that a ceasefire was necessary.
It's with, you know, bitterness and frustration that we have to report that we have not been able even to evacuate the wounded.
Tens of thousands of civilians are thought to be trapped in East Aleppo.